Welcome back to Life's Riches, the podcast where we explore money, meaning, and everything that makes life feel full. I'm Aisha, and this week, I'm joining a nationwide conversation that I think is long overdue. It's Talk Money Week here in the UK, a week that encourages people to do exactly that, talk about money. The theme this year is Start the Conversation, and I love that. Because more often than not, money is a thing we think about the most and talk about the least. But I want to add a twist to this conversation, one that reflects what I've come to believe over the years. Because while I don't think money is the be and end all, I do believe it matters deeply. Why? Because money gives us choices. The choice to rest instead of overwork. The choice to say yes to opportunities that excite us. The choice to give, to create, to enjoy the other riches of life. The ones that can't be counted in a spreadsheet. So that's where I want to take you today. Into the space between money as everything and money as nothing. Somewhere in the middle lies money as an enabler of choice, peace, and freedom. So let's start with something we've all seen. The quiet around money. Growing up, did you notice how easily people talked about everything else? Love, faith, work. All's fair game. But money? That was a hush-hush topic. In many homes, money talk sounded like tension. It showed up in the way voices changed when bills came in, or how a parent's high sigh filled the room when payday was still a week away. And even when things were fine, it wasn't something people discussed. Money was either a source of pride or a source of shame, but rarely something neutral or open. Fast forward to adulthood, and that silence follows many of us. We talk about career moves, about wellness, about relationships, but how often do we say, hey, I'm worried about my spending, or I'm trying to get out of debt, or even, I'm finally proud of the way I handle my money. It's ironic, isn't it? We live in a world where we share photos of our food, our holidays, our routines, but not the one thing that underpins all of it, how we manage, feel, and think about money. That's why I think Talk Money Week is so important, because silence doesn't protect us. It isolates us. It stops us from learning from one another. I remember a season in my life when I was much younger, early in my career, I would say, and as a new parent. My friends and I would talk about travel, fashion, relationships, the kids, and all of that. Everything, really, except what any of it cost or what we were earning. Looking back, we could have learned so much from each other if we had just been open. Instead, we all quietly assumed that everyone else had it figured out, when in truth, we were all fumbling in the dark. And that's the thing. When we don't talk about money, we often mistake performance for confidence. We see someone who seems polished and assume they're financially stable, when they might just be juggling credit cards behind the scenes. Talking money doesn't mean airing all your details. It means letting the subject exist in the open. So shame doesn't get to grow in the dark. So let's talk about what money actually means, because we've been taught to view it in extremes, either as the root of all evil or the ultimate symbol of success. But money in itself is neither good nor bad. It's a tool, it's a resource, a form of energy that reflects our values, priorities, and possibilities. To me, money is about agency. It's about choice. When you have clarity with money, you can decide what to say yes to and what to walk away from. You can give without guilt, spend without fear, and plan without panic. Money doesn't define you, but it does shape your options. And that's something we don't talk about enough. So let me give you an example. Imagine someone who loves their job, but it barely covers the basics. They might stay because they need stability. But deep down, they wish they could take a break, study, or start something new. Now imagine if that same person had an emergency fund, just a few months buffer. Suddenly, the decision to take time off or make a career change feels possible. The amount in the account isn't the point, it's the freedom it represents. Or think about it this way. When you're not constantly worrying about the next bill, you can give more of yourself to the people and things that matter. You can be present, generous, spontaneous even. Money gives you the margin to live, not just survive. That's why, to me, talking about money isn't greedy or shallow. It's actually a conversation about values, boundaries, and well-being. I didn't always see it this way. For a long time, I was what you might call financially functional. Bills paid, savings here and there, no chaos, but no connection either. Money was something to manage, not something to understand. It was a checkbox on life's admin list. But over time, through work, through motherhood, through loss, I realized money was quietly influencing almost every decision I made. Where I lived, how I walked, what I could say yes or no to. The turning point came for me during the pandemic, during which time a lot of people unfortunately passed away. But what was left behind was the usual loss suffered when a loved one passes. But to top it all was the need to scramble around to figure out how to say the final farewell. That experience shifted how I saw financial organization, not as control, but as care. Care for your future self, care for the people who depend on you, care for your peace of mind, and care for your loved ones. That's when I started talking about money differently, not just as numbers, but as stories. Every budget tells a story. Every saving goal reflects a dream. Every hesitation to spend or refusal to look says something about what's important to us, and in some cases, it says what we believe we deserve. That's why I always say, money reveals who we are when no one's watching. Let's talk about the myth of enough. So many people think they'll finally feel free when they hit a certain number, when they earn X, save Y, or buy Z. But have you noticed how the finish line keeps moving? Because enough isn't just about money, it's about mindset. It's about contentment plus choice. Without contentment, no amount will feel like enough. Without choice, even a big income can feel like a cage. So this week, instead of asking, do I have enough? Maybe ask, do I have options? Options, not just income, are the true measure of wealth. Money gives us choices. The choice to rest instead of constantly chasing. The choice to buy the book and take the time to read it. The choice to support a friend's fundraiser or take your family on a well-deserved trip. That's the power of financial calm. Not abundance for show, but agency for life. Now, here's something I've learned as a coach and through my own experience. The first money conversation you need to have isn't with a partner or planner. It's with yourself. Ask yourself, what does money mean to me? Security, freedom, status, survival? What emotions come up when I check my account? What do I want my money to say about me a year from now? It's not about judgment, it's about awareness. Because you can't improve what you won't acknowledge. When I coach clients through financial clarity sessions, what surprises them most isn't the spreadsheet. It's the story underneath the numbers. How guilt, fear, or pride have quietly shaped their money habits for years. And when they finally give those feelings a voice, something shifts. They stop fighting their finances and start befriending them. That's the essence of Talk Money Week to me. It's not just about external conversations, it's about internal honesty. But of course, money conversations can't end with ourselves. We need to bring them into our relationships, our workplace, and even our families, because when we talk openly, we build understanding, and understanding builds trust. If you've ever avoided a money conversation because you feared judgment or conflict, you're not alone. But here's the thing. Silence doesn't prevent discomfort. It just delays it. So how do you start? Start small. You could ask your friends, what's one money lesson you wish you had learned sooner? Or what's your best low-cost joy? At work, maybe it's about being transparent about pay or sharing tips for financial well-being. At home, it could be about teaching children what saving looks like or showing them generosity in action. Money talk doesn't have to be heavy. It can be curious, hopeful, even funny. And the more we talk, the less shame holds power. I often say that money magnifies who we already are. If you're kind, money helps you express that kindness. If you're curious, it funds your exploration. If you're purpose-driven, it allows you to invest in the causes you care about. So when I say money gives you choices, I don't just mean spending choices. I mean value-based choices. The choice to give when you want to. The choice to rest without guilt. The choice to say no to things that don't align. That's what a rich life looks like to me. Not just more, but meaningful more. So let's bring this back to where we started. Talk Money Week. If the idea of starting the conversation feels awkward, here are a few gentle ways to start. Start with curiosity, not comparison. And ask questions like, how do you approach saving for experiences? Instead of, how much do you save? Or share a story, not a statement. For example, I used to think budgeting was restricted, but now I see it as freedom. Stories invite connection, not competition. Or normalize talking about values, not just figures. An example would be, I'm trying to spend more on things that give me peace, not just pleasure. And if you're a parent, talk about money with your children early, not with fear, but with context. Show them that money is a tool for choice, not a test of worth. Because when we raise confident money communicators, we break cycles of silence and shame. So here's my reflection for this week. Money isn't the be-all and end-all, but it's the language that helps us express the other riches of life. It funds the trips that become memories. It buys the time we spend with loved ones. It creates the margin for generosity, creativity, and rest. When I say life's riches, I'm not talking about luxury. I'm talking about wholeness. And money, when managed mindfully, can help us get there. Because choice is a form of wealth. Peace is a form of wealth. And alignment, that is when your spending reflects your values, that's real wealth. So here's my challenge to you this Talk Money Week. Have one money conversation, just one. It could be with yourself, looking at your bank app and saying, okay, what's really going on here? It could be with a friend, swapping lessons and not judgments. Or it could be with your partner or your kids, sharing a story that helps them understand your values. And if you're feeling brave, share your one thing on social media using hashtag TalkMoneyWeek or hashtag LifesRiches. Let's normalize these conversations together, because every time we talk about money with openness and grace, we take away a little bit of the fear and replace it with freedom. So to close the episode, I say money gives us choices, and those choices give us space to live richly. It gives us the option to say yes to rest, yes to generosity, and yes to joy. So this week, as we talk money, remember, it's not about chasing more. It's about embracing meaning. It's about letting money serve your life, not the other way around. I hope today's episode inspires you to start or continue your money conversation. Because once you do, you might realize that the richest parts of life were never about the money itself, but about what it allowed you to experience, share, and become. If this episode resonated with you, share it with someone who needs a gentle nudge to talk money this week. And if you're ready to go deeper into your money story, you can find my free resources and coaching links in the show notes. Until next time, I'm Aisha, and here's to living richly in every sense of the word.